you know, if you didn't want a foldable phone, you can now get a rollable phone. Doesn't that sound exciting? And with that, welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 154, being recorded on January 26th, 2021. The council is now in session, and as with every week, we'll make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit?
With little background and next to no expertise. All council cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever. I'm just looking out the side of my eye here, and I see Logan's face, and I'm like, oh my god.
Bug eyes. Random shit.
So, I know every week you say that all our decisions are final.
Absolutely. With a capital F.
If we were to revisit a topic and change a decision on that, would that decision be final?
Absolutely.
Or are they both final? It seems like they can both be final, even
if
our decision now is different than the first one.
We can be like Congress. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Makes sense.
Had two separate decisions happening at the same
divided
time.
Divided and turtles all the way down?
Yeah.
Yes.
It only seems fair.
I like a bipartisan council cast.
Well, you know, speaking of bipartisan, there's nothing more bipartisan than giant worms.
That's...
Two thumbs
that's,
up for the
that's
segue.
That's what my parents always told me as a child.
Seriously.
Go on.
Wow.
Well,
that's a real talent you got there, Blaine.
Apparently, you know, if you guys have read the book Dune or anything like that, and they've got these giant worms, apparently that isn't just science fiction. It's real. They found some evidence of gigantic worms
tremors.
In Taiwan.
Tremors. Taiwan.
How big?
6 feet.
Yeah. How big was it?
A
6 foot worm?
A 6 foot worm.
Worm,
yes.
Literally, the funnest thing I think I have done is night crawler hunting. You guys done that?
Were they 6 foot long?
Brian, we're in an age of technology, so we don't have to like go outside to be to entertain ourselves.
Oh my gosh. If you want
to
be entertained,
I didn't know what the hell
light.
You were about to try to explain. Like age of technology.
Okay,
we don't have to have night crawlers to fish.
You don't need night crawlers to fish. You got fish.
Have you ever went out night crawler hunting?
No.
Yes.
Oh, it is the funnest thing.
Do you do it with a gun?
Or you have to be so fast. You have to be lightning fast to catch those before they go back into the ground.
What?
I thought they would disappear when you get close to them.
Well, you have to have a light, and then the light kind of just—you have to get the light just to be scattered out. Just
isn't it illegal to spotlight animals at night to hunt them?
If you spotlight them, they go away.
Is this like sniper hunting?
The worm.
I am serious. If you ever get an opportunity to do it, it is the funnest.
I'm just like I could totally see you getting arrested for the DNR thinking you're spotlighting deer, and you're just like, but I'm out here after night crawlers.
Yeah, it's like in your
then what's yard. That rifle and bow doing on your shoulders?
This is how I hunt them.
Just tell me more.
I don't know how it'd be to catch a 6 foot long worm, but Nightcrawler hunting is so much fun.
Have you guys watched the movie Nightcrawler?
No.
Yes,
no.
It's super good.
It's really good. It's pretty messed up, but a very compelling story.
Well, did the Nightcrawlers eat fish like these apparently did?
What are these giant... I need to go find a picture of this. I usually don't pay attention to the pictures because I can't read. Oh, that is huge. But are they skinny? Are they like a worm?
Well, if you scroll down even farther, there's another picture.
It says that the burrows... how they found them is that they found burrows in the mud and they were 1 inch wide and 6 feet long.
1 inch
okay,
wide
but
and 6 feet.
Is this a snake that they just decided to call a worm? Because it's pretty big.
Oh my god, man! I really like
but
it when Brian says something and it resonates with me super hard. Like god, that is probably what it is, and he's so fucking right. I don't see how it could be anything other than a snake now, because I've seen the movie Anaconda, and that fucking thing was huge.
Well, apparently they think that they are closely related to the bobbit worms, which apparently still today grow up to be 10 feet long.
Bobbit?
So wait, those are bigger worms than what they found?
Because they're bigger than what they found.
Were six foot, and these go to 10 foot. Worm.
Bobbit worms, which are apparently infamous for a 1990s criminal case involving a cut off penis.
I was going to say, is that the same bobbit thing? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the bobbit case where the wife threw a penis story and threw it in the lake or something. What'd she do?
Brian's all like, something. I was a defendant.
No. I just was saying, when I heard bobbit, I was like, isn't that where the wife That's cut off the
thing?
The thing?
Bobbit? So if I Google bobbit case,
there's a link in the article. Bobbit. There's a link in the
John
article.
John and Lorena bobbit.
There you go.
That's it.
That's it?
I would have done it in incognito, but that's okay.
Bobbit.
Oh.
Oh.
This is just, no? This is just Wikipedia.
No, it just says bobbit worm.
Holy shit, that thing just took massive fish.
Oh, this is a pretty famous case. I didn't know the name for it.
So is it, did a worm eat a penis or something?
Yeah, I'm confused. Understand how the worm comes into play.
She fed it to the worms.
Oh, she fed his penis to the worms? That's gross. I give it a thumbs down for that. That sounds disgusting.
I don't like it when they misname things. Snakes are snakes. Worms are worms. Thumbs down.
Wait, what category is this?
Science.
Random shit. You science. Missed the entire episode.
I was going to say, did we just jump to random shit at the end here? What?
Worms.
Worms. Oh, science. I'm sorry.
Science. Worms are science.
These things are making me uncomfortable.
Well, speaking of being uncomfortable, nothing better than getting your eye cut up to have your cornea replaced.
This? Dave, I watched it. Yeah. That's pretty uncomfortable. Yeah.
Why are we talking about cornea replacements?
We're just watching the cornea replacement.
There's a company that has created a fully synthetic cornea, which is pretty sweet. They've got a nice little video animation on how they do the surgery. Very unsettling.
It's kind of the same way that they do all the other eye surgeries, though.
As they poke something right into the middle of your eyeball.
They cut a piece of the eye out and remove it.
Yeah.
Oh, like it's like some bastardized birthday cake?
Yeah, like they cut out like the asshole that cuts out the middle and removes the birthday cake. That's what they do to your eye.
Did you just say they cut out the asshole of the eye?
That's what I heard.
The asshole that cuts the circle in the middle.
I heard they cut your asshole to make a cake.
Yeah, I don't really understand how fixing my cornea has anything to do with cutting an asshole.
This looks awesome.
That's because you're not an eye doctor.
Unless this is like a case of really bad pink eye.
This.
Nope, just stink eye.
So if they can do this now...
Okay.
If they can do this, so then how much farther away are we from actually, like, Brian's idea of the glasses that can see things? How much closer are we to iPhones like the documentary Futurama projected would happen?
The future documentary?
I think this could probably, that's probably something they could do tomorrow.
Yes! I'm going to go
still
get
don't have
done.
A problem with anything that's happening in this video.
But this is great for Brian.
What'd you say, Logan?
Because he's eventually going to lose his eyesight from
all those red lights.
All the tests we've been running on him.
The red light.
Oh, my eyesight's gotten better.
Results pending.
That's what's supposed to happen. So good.
But yeah, so apparently this company, Coronet, is I think what they're called. They have this implant K Pro. That they can actually, like we've just been talking about, cut off part of your eye cornea and replace it with an implant. The real question I have is, can it give me x-ray vision, though?
It can be done with that robotic arm that we saw last week that can go around your house and do all kinds of things for you.
The one arm. Yep.
That thing can do the whole surgery by itself. So,
so is this an at-home
not
thing?
That difficult.
At-home surgery?
At-home surgery. That's right.
Is the cornea skirt biodegradable?
Kind of like the movie Minority Report.
No, it is not. That is
Minority Report. I was thinking the same thing.
That's permanent.
So that's left in there permanently.
Yeah.
I think the thing that disturbed me was the stitches. Just running all those threads through, just hanging them, letting them all hang out till you get the thing in later.
But for a surgery that takes about an hour and you can be seeing the day the surgery is performed, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'd say thumbs up for helping people see.
Now if they can make it cheap and mass marketable for anybody who needs vision.
So maybe I'm confused. How does this... this would have to be for like a specific type of person who can't see, right?
Yes.
Cornea blindness. Yeah. That's all it cures. Wouldn't that fix like the various forms of macular degeneration?
I would assume.
Isn't that the back of the eye?
I thought it was the back of the cornea.
No, scapula are on your back.
Thank you. Oh.
Okay.
Shoulder blades.
Thumbs down for expensive processes.
Well, how expensive is it? Does it say?
It might be
$10. I thought that this was a do it at home. You buy one of those handy robots.
Hey,
and
my basic healthcare isn't gonna help my wife's cornea blindness.
The cornea transplant is basically cost nothing. It's the robotic arm you have to buy for the at home procedure that costs.
That's where they get you.
That's where it is.
That's where they get you.
So we have to invent more than just a hand.
No, just the hand will work.
That's terrible.
I don't know. I went and watched Kayla's
for our analysis of this eye thing.
I went and watched Kayla's LASIK surgery, and it didn't look it looked like there was one less step there than there is in this thing, in this particular surgery, and it was uncomfortable. And I filmed the whole thing, and I showed it to her afterward, and she was so mad at me. So hey, thumbs up for this thing.
I can see this helping a lot of people.
Yeah. I think it's great.
Well, what was the stat in there that there's one
2 million cases a year
for every 70 people that need it?
Well, so, yeah, I give it a thumbs up then. That sounds like a good thing.
Helps a lot of people see. Be great, because seeing is awesome.
Seeing is awesome, especially if you're used to playing Flash games, until Adobe decided to turn Flash off and it crashes your railway, which apparently happened in China.
Wait, Flash getting turned off crashed railways in China?
Almost. It actually, one of the railway companies in China apparently was running their entire system on Flash.
That's horrible, but also Homestar is gone.
Okay. How did they not plan for this?
I have no idea.
It was a surprise. Nobody knew that the Flash was going to die.
It was not a surprise.
No, it was not a surprise. Our
company's initial generation of product existed as a Flash app.
Yes.
Like, we've been knowing this was coming for...
No, nobody knew that Flash was going to die. Just poof.
Okay.
Everybody decided Flash was dead.
Sure.
It's not like Google has had that notification in my browser for the last 18 months.
So this is in the city of Dalian in northern China, who, yes, was running their entire railroad system on it.
First of all, bold move. But I don't really feel like I can throw stones on that. So
apparently when they turned it off and things stopped working, it shut down the entire railroad network for like a day. They did get it back up and running. Any guesses on how they got it working again? If you didn't read the article?
By finding a browser that allowed them to run Flash.
Almost. They just installed a pirated version of it.
Yeah.
I mean, why fix what's broken?
You guys, this article said that Homestar Runner was down and was gone forever, but I'm looking at it right here in front of me.
The pirated version?
My Flash player seems to be working, so I'm confused. Is Flash down or is Flash not down?
I'm pretty sure
Flash is down.
Flash is dead.
He changed all of it, everything to like HTML5.
That's entirely possible.
Oh. So are people on the train safe now that I know Homestar Runner is safe?
Yes.
I'm sure.
Oh, phew. That's two wins. Oh, hey, two thumbs up for two wins on this
he
one.
He got everything changed over to HTML5?
I think so. I know they've all been posted to YouTube, so he's got the the videos in some format.
It still seems to work. Like, watch on YouTube, watch Tunes. On homestarrunner.com.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like he has them all on YouTube. They're not Tunes. Actually Flash videos anymore.
We ran into one of our HR systems, like the AML training is a lovely Flash
video.
And we
Nice. Oh, yes. The Homestar guy. I was about to notice this. I was about to suggest this. So the Rust programming language has a Flash emulator that they're building. And Homestar Runner has moved to using Ruffle. Amazing.
Eric says, as long as Homestar is safe, we're good.
It is. It's Trogdor using Ruffle.
And Burninator.
You can thank Rust for that.
You could also go back to like a 2017
They did a Flash emulator?
Version. Yeah.
That's what they did. Oh, man.
You could also get like a 2017 version of Firefox that's got Flash embedded in it.
Yeah, no thanks.
Run Flash applications.
I don't want to know what CVEs that version of Firefox has.
So I guess
can't
if
run
you're...
Homestar Runner on Chrome.
Oh, it won't work?
Keeps telling me no, it's not loading.
I wonder if Ruffle doesn't work on Chrome.
I guess Homestar Runner's gone for me.
Well, I guess both you and the Chinese rail network is going to have some problems. So
get a better browser.
I say thumbs up for killing Flash.
I mean, Flash has been dying for years. So
yes, can I quote you on that? That it's gone for good.
Thumbs down for no Homestar.
Well, something that doesn't need Flash to run anymore is LG's new rollable phone. Who thought that? If you didn't want to. Foldable phone, you can now get a rollable phone. Doesn't that sound exciting?
I'm watching this little screen here, and I don't get what it's doing. Is it getting smaller, bigger? What is it doing?
It's getting smaller. It's going from bigger to smaller, and it uses. So LG has been kind of talking about rollable screens for a while. They have this. They have that one TV, don't they, Dave? That like rolls out of a box or something like that.
And
so now they're trying to put it into phones and say, hey, look, you can kind of get the same thing as a foldable, which increases your screen real estate. But this just actually rolls. It kind of rolls around the edge of the phone a little bit.
I'm here to serve a decree. Let me get out to my phone. According to the Lords of Lord War. Whatever. Exactly. Samsung has decreed that this phone is very, very long.
I mean, it's better than a foldable phone, I suppose. But I
technology is cyclical.
I still don't see the point in making. What functionality does it add?
That's where I'm struggling.
The rollable functionality.
I mean,
come on.
On foldables, I get it. You are actually doubling the real estate. This doesn't look like it's quite doubling it. So I'm not sure what you're really getting other than a slightly larger screen. And I just can't imagine that there's going to be a lot of apps that take advantage of this. But I guess it's
cool
a
idea.
Cool idea.
Cool tech. I just don't see the functionality.
I mean, I could green screen something like that if you want to send something to your friends and say, look at how cool my phone is. I mean, we could set it up in After Effects.
I just think that's pretty cool. I mean, they
thumbs up for rollable phones. I think they should just get rid of the body of the phone and just have it be the rollable screen. So you just like roll it up and stick it in your pocket.
That might work.
I think it's. I don't want
tie it
one,
up with a
and
ribbon.
I can't think of what you would do with it. That's
rubber band.
Cool.
Yeah, probably throw a rubber band on it. Roll it up with your cash. You know, that you throw in wads in your. Roll it up with your hundos.
Do you think that's that you could accidentally roll it up and it would get like caught with other things that then go in the washing machine? I feel like this is
probably.
Just a very dangerous investment.
It could be. It's like a spy phone. It's like a James Bond phone.
Burning the countryside.
I like the idea. I am going to give it a thumbs up for LG's been doing some really weird stuff with phones lately. And I think that... I don't think any of them are probably going to catch on, but I'll give them a thumbs up for trying. Why not?
I missed this entire topic looking up Ruffle stuff.
It's a rollable phone.
Thumbs down.
But
we're talking about rollable phones.
But there's
I feel comfortable giving it a thumbs down.
What I find interesting is that last week there was also an article saying that that LG is considering leaving the phone market. So they're putting a bunch of money into this rollable phone tech, and they're thinking about just killing off their phone division.
Well, maybe all the money they spent to make the rollable phone is why they're deciding to just get out of the market completely. That's a
good point.
This is why we have you here, Brian.
Yeah, this kind of market analysis. That's why we keep Brian around.
That's why you keep me around.
It's top notch. It's almost as good as Wall Street Bets.
Nope.
All right, maybe not.
Well, something that doesn't require rolling is the world's fastest RC airplane
apparently
hit 548 miles an hour.
Holy shit! Is that like the speed of sound for its size?
No,
That's how that works.
Tiny little sonic boom.
The best part is it did it without a motor.
Oh, okay. What
is that? Where you wind the rubber band up a whole bunch?
A really big rubber band. So this guy in Germany, Niels...
How many times did that guy snap his hand when he was rolling up that rubber band?
A lot.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
He apparently worked on creating a RC plane that would go as the that would hit the world's fastest RC plane record, and it's a complete glider. And the way that he does it is that he's using basically air effects with hills and mountains. And wind to basically make the plane fly faster.
So he hit 500 some miles an hour.
Yep.
With a non-actively powered, like essentially a glider.
Yes.
Yep.
That is correct.
Is there any reason some crazy son of a bitch couldn't do this in a full-size glider with a human in it?
No, of course. Well, no, probably not. Maybe. So he did say one of the things that they take advantage of is... I think that's in this article. They talk about it. Yeah, you end up like the plane has to do some tight loops.
And so it pulls like 40 G's, and you would look.
No, 120 G's.
Okay. Okay.
So I mean, in theory, maybe, but I doubt anybody would survive that.
Yeah.
When it broke the sound barrier? Did it explode?
I thought you were going to say when it broke the speed barrier. Now, when it went faster than the speed of light, was that a problem?
No.
Did it catch on fire?
The speed of light just increased.
I want to go that fast just so I can see an individual photon.
Okay, but I feel like this record is like longest shot on Fortnite, which is like 4,000 meters. Somebody just took a shot into nothingness and it killed somebody.
Okay. Yeah. So what you're saying is you think that he just accidentally did this.
He threw a piece of paper off a mountain.
Threw the plane.
He threw a plane and then he said, hey, guess what, guys? It went 548 miles an hour.
Well, but he was controlling it, right? Like it's RC. He got to say where it went.
So this is also the best part.
Around his controller and went, oh, look, 548 miles an hour.
The best part is he has a controller to control it, because he does have to operate the control surfaces of the plane, but he did it by hand. So a lot of people, when they start having planes travel this fast, they have some systems that are built in to automatically fly the plane to stabilize it, and this guy just did it by hand. He's like, nah, don't need that.
All I can see is at Christmas time when you get like those, you get like a remote control helicopter and then you decide to try and fly it in the house and it bounces off the wall and breaks. Can you see somebody with this big plane? Oh, look what I got you for Christmas. It's an RC plane. Throw it and 548 miles an hour just explodes on the wall across the other side of the room. Not a good thing. Thumbs down.
Kid's initially pissed because it doesn't have a motor. He's like, I wanted one that would actually fly, Dad.
And then just throw it, son. See how fast it goes.
Leaves
not
a
in the
plane-shaped
house.
Hole right in his dad's chest.
the best
like
part
at
is...
the end of like at the end of what was that movie called? Not Risky Business. Hold on, I'll find it.
So not only that, but this guy hit 548 miles unpowered. He did a couple of years ago fly a rocket powered airplane that only went 465 miles an hour.
Oh, boring. Rockets.
That rocket has to be so pissed.
Yeah, I'm interested in Casey's take on this. I hope he writes in to let us know.
Yeah.
Casey, if
honestly,
you have
this is pretty cool that he did this.
Please write in up. At idontcare@councilcast.com. Or no, councilcast.org.
We really hey, just Blaine. Reroute all email addresses to one inbox, so it doesn't matter where you send it.
just maybe we should have moved the first one with the ancient worms down to random shit and moved the world's fastest RC plane up to science.
Are we really critiquing the order of the thing right now?
I think maybe tonight, for the first time, we need to critique the order. That's what I'm saying. Just tonight, for the first time, after 3,000 episodes, it's time to maybe just reevaluate.
There's about to be a new item next week, and it's going to be Brian sucks.
Here's the problem, is that...
Let's discuss that.
Brian today told me that I hadn't sent him the topics for tonight. And I told him, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never sent you the topics, and this is what I get for sending him the topics.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Hey, all right. Thumbs up for going fast. If you ain't fast, going you're slow.
You ain't first, you're last.
The yes. Second place is the first loser, so thumbs up to him, I guess.
Huh. Cool technology.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, in terms of moving fast, we also have our friend Elon Musk, who apparently wants people to move fast in capturing carbon out of the air, and has now offered $100 million prize for new carbon capture tech.
Oh, got some.
Did you just grasp it there?
I just grabbed some carbon right out of the air. That's how much I want that.
We should, we should video Brian. It's like, here's our new carbon capture machine. And Brian is like, nyah!
He is fast yeah, enough to capture nightcrawlers. He can capture carbon.
fastest hands in the West.
I like it.
So yeah, you know, I guess if you are listening to this and want to try and cash in on Elon Musk's money, maybe listen to some of the Elon Musk pitches at the end of this episode, and you might be able to get yourself some $100 million. We would be willing to split the prize if you come up with an idea.
We would.
We would.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we would if you win the prize.
60-40.
We would be willing to split 60-40. It to us. We'll get 60,
60
you
for
get 40.
Who and 40 for who? Sorry.
You being 60 for you and 40 for me.
Well, that's awfully generous.
Well, that's pretty obvious.
Jake?
He just wants this for Tesla so they can make more money. Because, I mean, like,
well,
most of Tesla's profit is from selling their carbon credits to other companies.
Hey,
and
Matt,
wait,
does
so wait, wait, wait,
Tesla,
so wait,
does it
are
turn,
they saying,
does it catch carbon already?
Does what?
Does your Tesla do this already?
Does it capture carbon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does it have a carbon filter on it?
I don't know, probably, well, the seats are like this fake leather, so I doubt it absorbs farts very well.
So
it's not really capturing any of that.
That's methane, not carbon.
You can mine for Bitcoin.
Yep.
And you can now mine for carbon credits.
Oh. No, they sell their carbon credits.
Yes, they sell them, but where do they get them from? Elon is trying to make a carbon capture machine, right?
Oh,
so
I see
you
what you're
create
saying.
Credits
and sell them.
And sell them.
That's genius.
Is that what he's doing though?
No.
Does he need like a net?
If I had some badass carbon capture technology, why would I sell it to Tesla for $100 million when I can sell it to everyone else that wants to buy like
because
from me
do you
for $1 billion?
Because do you want to handle all of that negotiation? I've watched Silicon Valley. That gets out of control
probably,
real fast.
I mean,
I'd be happy to give him the
$100 million or do you want some work and $1 billion?
So I'm not sure that
you
actually
Silicon Valley.
I don't think you're selling the idea to Musk. I think he's actually donating you $100 million to get your idea up and running.
If it's promising.
Yeah.
It's like a DARPA contract where they pay you for bringing the technology forward, and then if you still get to keep it. And
so what's he get out of it? Profit.
Carbon
press
credits,
money.
Press. Tax press. Deductible donations.
He probably makes money off of it.
So wait, like, people are worried about carbon emissions, and if you come up with a way to, like, clean up the air, you can make a lot of money off of it?
Yes.
Apparently.
I have homework to do, guys.
I have
learn what carbon is, and second,
I have a lot of trees that I'll sell
you. Carbon is.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, Blaine. He's gonna go. Silas is gonna go into the promotion and be like, "Have you heard of trees?"
If you heard of trees, yes.
Yes.
Have you heard of whales?
All right. With that, I'm gonna move us on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week.
I've got one idea for Elon. I'd like to see him make a carbon catching device.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
Who?
I want to hear Logan's.
All right, Logan, you go first.
Dad took mine.
No.
Wait, you could put a twist on it.
Yeah, make it a carbon catching machine that looks like a bird bath.
I want a phone that is exactly the size of a dollar bill in every dimension.
Wow.
That's so you can just roll it in your specific.
Can you put it in your wallet?
I like that. I like that a lot. It's so impractical. It's so amazing.
What, a phone the size of a dollar bill?
In every
exactly
dimension.
The size.
Why a dollar?
Oh, in every dimension. So super thin. It would.
I want it to be
the size of a euro.
Would
it still be rigid? Were you just flexing $100 on a...
You could put it in the washing machine and dry it, and it would still work.
What if I wanted it to be the size of a euro?
Wouldn't it be terrible if you had a phone?
It depends on which country you're in. How about that? A phone exactly the size as the paper denominations
of whatever your country is, but they're different in some countries to help the blind.
And if LG makes it, it can resize depending on which country you are physically in.
So which one does it? That's pretty good. I'm curious though. In countries like, I think Canada, maybe the euros do this, where the paper money is different sizes for blind people.
Yeah,
then it's the smallest paper denomination.
Is each phone different? Like if it's the dollar phone versus the $5 phone?
Equal to the 100 equivalent across the board.
Oh. Yeah, and then you accidentally take your phone out and use it at the vending machine. And instead of it, like, kicking it back out, it just takes it right in and gives you a candy bar. What? I spent $1,000 on this stupid thing.
Actually, it takes it in and it realizes it's not actually money, and then it shreds it and does not give you the candy bar anyway.
No, what are you guys talking about? It takes it in, it reads the digital signature, it charges your credit card, and spits it back out.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Or it calls your mom and asks her out on a nice dinner date.
Thumbs up. Not for the mom part, but for the phone that you just put in a vending machine.
Thumbs up, but not for the mom part.
Not for the mom part.
You kind of sound like the only one that's dissenting on that.
Which mom? Whose mom? Whose mom are you talking about?
Like the money. It depends on who we're talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I give the phone thing a thumbs up. To be very careful.
Even though your thumb might break it.
Thumb's not gonna break it.
It's gonna be wiggly like a dollar bill.
So you're gonna hold it, it's gonna be like if you're trying to have a phone call, but it's just all like,
what if it is?
It'd be like, okay, let me hold on, I gotta call my buds.
What if it's like a snap? One of those things.
You know, it's only a matter of time before they actually embed the phone in the pop socket that goes on the back. Then will there be just a smaller pop socket, or will
phone?
Oh my god, that'd be a good skit! A pop socket the size of a phone with a phone on it on the back that is like pop socket for it.
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of it wrapping around your wrist. That's kind of a just slap it on there.
Slap
bracelet. This idea.
That's pretty
your phone cool. Is the Apple also your smartwatch.
Yeah. It's the iWhip.
Oh, your phone is your smartwatch. This is the Apple Whip. This is a good council cast.
The Apple Whip.
Whip. Whip.
Whip it.
Whip.
Nice.
The Apple Whip. Whip.
The Apple Whip.
Whip it. Good.
Whip.
All right. Brian, are you sticking with your carbon capture machine? I'm not.
No. I am not. I don't have an idea. I think that the whole phone watch, snap on, that whole idea. Just, I like that.
So you're stealing Logan's idea after he tried to steal yours.
I'm voting for the whole that idea. I'm not entering my own.
No, so you have no idea this week.
I have no idea.
Well, that sounds, we know. Par for the course.
I had some ideas, but Matt's been kind of rude today, so I'm not bringing him up.
Pitch idea. At Elon Musk.
Fine. Yes. All right. You got an idea there, Dave?
No idea.
How did you know?
Dave has no idea either.
I already showed you guys how I catch carbon. You weren't impressed, so.
I was impressed.
Okay. True. That's true.
Yeah, I got nothing this week. Sorry. I'll do my homework for next week.
I think that Mr. Musk should probably work on creating a way to grow trees faster. And okay. So maybe it's like a super, I don't know, maybe like super fertilizer, he could call it. And it allows him to grow his trees fast, captures carbon. Then he can regrow all of the forests, rainforests, that sort of thing.
So you want him to invent bamboo?
No. Bamboo doesn't make things grow faster.
This is different from bamboo?
This is super fertilizer.
Super bamboo.
Super fertilizer.
Super fertilizer. And it's made from, like, I don't know, cow poop or something like that.
There you go.
Double whammy.
On steroids,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there you go. He could sell it at Menards. I'd be okay with that.
Thumbs up for super fertilizer. I like how it just says super fertilizer under your pitch. There's more stuff
happening. I'm typing more.
I just wanted to be super fertilizer. It needs no explanation. Everyone should know exactly what it does.
Super fertilizer.
Menards can be sold at Menards. Here, I like how you're already thinking about distribution.
Super fertilizer sold at Menards. That's all it is. You know what it is.
You know what it is. You know what it is.
All right, Silas, anything for you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I have been eating a lot of cookies.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
What I would like Elon
is more cookies.
To invent is a never, like, while he's capturing those carbon emissions, I want him to make a machine that turns carbon emissions into cookies, so they are like immediately the carbon's getting used for good and not evil. I know it's going to create more methane, but it's not counterproductive because it brings happiness.
I mean, is that really going to save carbon emissions though? Because if he takes carbon emissions, turns them into cookies, you eat the cookies, you get fat, then you need to have a car that drives you around more often.
One of his electric cars, yes.
And then
of his electric cars.
Ah, I see how it is. Okay. So you can buy a supersized me Tesla. Gotcha. All right. I like cookies, so thumbs up on that, as long as they don't taste like carbon.
Oh, no. They'll be all the whatever flavor you want.
What does carbon taste like, Blaine?
Like chalk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How do you know this?
You know, just I caught some the other day, and I tried it. And I'm like, huh. That tastes a little bit like chalk.
A little chewy, but very much like chalk.
Got yeah.
So kind of leaves your mouth dry. Sweet tart cookie.
Sweet tart cookie.
Sweet tart cookie, sure.
Without the sweet.
Like more cookie. More like the Valentine's sweethearts.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, that's what carbon tastes like.
Actually, it's more like this.
Those little conversation hearts.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Matt, you got an idea for us? No?
Nope.
All right.
Still working on a big one. Bought R&D.
All right, with that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. We thank everybody for listening. We do record this podcast live Tuesday nights on YouTube. And if you liked what you saw and want to check out all of our past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org. You can also find us on iTunes, your favorite podcatcher, or anywhere else that you can get podcasts from. If you do have a topic you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org. Or connect with us on Twitter @RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.